95.9 FM, WATD, the South Shore's Morning News with Rob and Beth, and we focus now on the pet and animal world. We have our Paws and Claws segment. We do it every week at this time, sponsored by the Clean Team. Even the best pets can't clean up their own mess. Call the Clean Team to take care of fur, furniture, paw tracks, tiles, and all sorts of catastrophes and doggy dilemmas. Visit thecleanteam.net. TheCleanTeam.net. And joining us now, our special guest this week, we have Dr. Kira Berg from Cape Cod Veterinary Specialists. Dr. Berg, good morning.
Good morning. Can you guys hear me okay?
I can. We can hear you. How have you been?
Great. Good. Enjoying the lovely weather this weekend. I hope you guys were able to take advantage of that as well.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
It
definitely
has been nice. I know. I'm enjoying fake spring so far.
I know. I love fake spring.
Yeah, fake spring is good.
It's the greatest.
Well, we've got the snow is mostly of all the piles melted away. Almost. I still see a little pile there over there, and it's melting away, and it melts and it turns into streams and flows into rivers. And we're going to talk about the issue of water, right? Water quality we wanted to get into. So CapeCodVetSpecialist.com. So what did you want to specifically focus on when it comes to water quality?
Well, so I know we've done this segment before, but I think water quality is always really important because a lot of people think, okay, obviously fish, right? We think of water quality and how important it is for fish, but it's also really important for the lesser commonly owned species like amphibians, so your frogs, your newts, axolotls, right? They're always in water. Mm-hmm. And then also our reptiles like red-eared spiders or pond turtles. So it's actually a very important subject to keep in mind for more than just fish. So I always like to bring it up at least once a year as a kind of refresher to everyone in terms of why it matters at all.
Yeah, that's so true, because you're right. When I think about water quality, I was thinking, you know, just feeding, you know, having animals drink the water. But then there are some animals that physically live in water. Mm-hmm. And we always hear about, you know, standing water, for example, is bad, or bad things can happen when water doesn't move around enough. So what kind of things would you mean, when you talk about what we should be worried about?
Yeah, so water quality is actually quite complex. So when we think about animals like axolotls and fish, and yes, red-eared spiders don't breathe in water, for example, but again, they spend a majority of their life in water. It's really important to remember the equivalent of if they are breathing in the water, like axolotls and fish, they're basically, that is their air. So they need good air quality, right? Just like what we do. So things that we're really focusing on in water quality are, and there's actually a lot of things, but really the biggest things are temperature, mm-hmm. pH, so whether or not it's basic or alkaline or acidic water, and how that balances and does not fluctuate that much, because it's very important to keep things very stable. And then also things like ammonia, byproducts. So not just ammonia itself. Yeah. So from our urine, right? So we think about how we eliminate things is that we either poop or we pee. And fish are the same. Axolotls are the same way. And our red-eared spiders are the same. And so depending on how they decide to eliminate their urine or their nitrogenous waste, it will come out differently, but it can negatively impact the water quality to the point where it can kill animals either immediately if it's too high, or it can get them sick or get them predisposed to bacterial infections because their immune system is down. It can irritate their skin, and again, they can get exposed to infections. Mm-hmm. So making sure water quality is appropriate for ammonia is really, really important.
Okay, Dr. Kira, I have a two-part question for you. Now, is the best chance to have that proper water quality for your pets is to have a proper water filtration system? And then also, you know, you have those water testing strips. Is that a good idea for pet owners to utilize? And how often should you use those strips?
Those are two very excellent questions. So, yes, we always want a water filtration system. And the water filtration systems can also get a little complicated because there are bacteria that are actually good. So there's good bacteria that we want in the water that helps break down the ammonia and the other nitrogenous waste. So the filter will definitely help with that. And then depending on what kind of animal you have, the filter is going to depend. So for a red-eared spider, for example, if they're living in a, you know, a 75-gallon tank, you actually want your filter to be able to filter 150 gallons of water, because their ammonia waste is so so profound that we actually need a filter that's twice as big as the tank for red-eared spiders.
Wow, that's so interesting.
So the filter does depend. Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
And then in terms of water quality test strips, that is the most important thing we can do, because that helps us determine how much of a water change we have to do and how frequently. So what I always recommend is once a week using a water quality test strip, and it will look at ammonia, nitrates, nitrite, pH, general hardness, and alkalinity. And then another test strip that looks at pH. Okay. And then so once a week, and then right before a water change and right after a water change, because we want to make sure that the water change that we've performed has been successful to actually reduce the amount of nitrogenous waste that we're trying to get rid of, right?
Wow. Well, that's very important, smart. You know, to think about that, because I was thinking, obviously, we don't live in the pool, but obviously we get the pool has to be tested that it's okay to swim in.
Correct, yeah.
It has to be a certain level, and then, you know, sometimes when there's too many kids in the pool, you know, things can happen. So you need to have, but no, I mean, I feel like it does affect the water quality,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I was thinking about, you know, like we used to have a hot tub, and I was the water controller, and so this is really where I thought about the water test strip. There are specific pet water test strips, right? You don't want to buy like the pool ones.
Yeah, yeah. So what do we look for? Is it say like this is for pet?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So they're super readily available at any pet store that sells fish, which is pretty much almost every pet store, right? Will have some amount of fish product, even if they don't sell fish. And then it's also readily available online. I am not endorsed by this company, but for example, API have some really nice like 5-in-1 test strips, the pH test strips. So they're, and the test strips are not as good as like the bigger water quality test kits that come with like liquid and all these other testing reagents. And those are also made by API. Those are definitely better, but at the very least, the test strips are needed. So that's one company that has the test strip capacity, but there's lots of other companies out there that will do that too.
Okay, great. And Dr. Kira, I have one last question. What are the red flags that we look at for water? If it's murky, if there's kind of like some fluoride that's building, or maybe some like white bacteria web-like stuff on the water surface.
Yeah.
Those are red flags, right?
Correct. Those are all red flags. So that's definitely again, like you're saying, a red flag that something needs to be done about water quality. I will say that even if water is clear, it does not mean that it's appropriate quality.
Gotcha.
So I've had plenty of little guys that come in and the owner's like, he's just not eating, especially red-eared spiders, he's not eating, he's not doing well, I'm really concerned. And we talk about water quality and I'll say, okay, what do you test your water with? And they're like, oh, I don't test because it's clear. And then when we actually do a water quality test, I'm like, oh, we've got a lot of ammonia in there. Clarity, you know, certainly if it's murky, that helps. But just because it's clear does not mean we don't need to test.
No, that's important. Okay, so there are definitely some things that we don't see that we're not going to notice, and that's why we do this. So again, as we wrap up, when it comes to water quality, when we have our pet that is living in a water environment, how often, again, remind people, do you check that water?
Yeah, so I always check the water at least once a week.
Once a week.
And then that helps determine your water quality. I mean, your water changes, because we do have to do water changes to, again, make sure that the water quality is appropriate for that or those animals, depending on how many animals are in the tank.
Yeah, good advice. All right, well, this is important to remember, and again, it's one of the things you need to know if you're considering that type of pet, what the responsibilities are, because again, when you're entrusted with a pet in your home, you got to make sure you know the specifics about, okay, this is what that, you don't just put something in a tank and then forget about it.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's
exactly
what's important. So Dr. Kira Berg highlighting the issue of water quality, and again, Cape Cod vetspecialist.com. They join us once a month on WATD for Paws and Claws. Thank you, Doctor.
Thank you guys so much. I appreciate it.
Yep. Have a good one.
Bye-bye.